This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers raced Saturday to search for survivors and help hundreds of people left homeless after a powerful tornado cut a devastating path through Mississippi, killing at least 25 people, injuring dozens, and flattening entire blocks as if carved a path of destruction for more than an hour. AP correspondent Rogelio Sulis reports on the tornado's devastation and the tornado's destruction at a mobile home in Rolling Forks, Mississippi. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has said that he is expressing his condolences for all the devastation and the families who are suffering. AP correspondent says that Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. President Vladimir Putin made the statement on Saturday. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war, and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, reacted cautiously.
Administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The top commander of Ukraine's military says his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the long and grinding battle for the town of Bakhmut. A British military intelligence published on Saturday said Russia appeared to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The Taliban says it is still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We're living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas, to rail against prosecutors investigating him, employing dark and conspiratorial language to fire up his base ahead of next year's Republican primary elections. He told supporters that the investigations swirling around him were something straight out of the Stalinist Russia horror show.
Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before in our country. We've had it, but we've never had it like this. We must stop them, and we must not allow them to go through another election where they have yet another tool in their toolkit.
Trump is being investigated by prosecutors in Manhattan for a campaign finance violation stemming from his alleged payment of hush money to an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate and temporary halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break the ranks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.